Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, September 2nd. The grains closed higher with December corn up 2¾ cents, 525.5. December wheat up 2¾ cents at 717. And November beans up 5.5 cents at 1283¼. A little bit higher here today. I think the beans reacting to the positive export sales number, plus the additional sale of 126,000 metric tons of beans to China. But considering where we've been all week, this is the first higher close we've had this week, and it certainly seems to be a little bit of a dead cat bounce to me. The meal was down 340, but the oil was up 85 ticks. His crude oil was up $1.40 at $69.99. The dollar was down 22 at 92.22. I don't think that really had much impact, but it really certainly didn't hurt the wheat out here. The problems continue to be the lack of facilities in New Orleans to export. The river's been closed down. We know the Cargill elevator has had significant damage to it, or it looks to be significant at any rate. They won't be able to repair that till they get power. When are they going to get power? I think is anybody's guess. So we'll have to see where that goes, but I'd expect the port to be closed for a while. Now, offsetting that somewhat, certainly, is the Chinese business out here. But, you know, a lot of the beans go out through the Pacific Northwest, so I don't know whether that'll have a huge impact. I think one kind of offsets the other one, really, out here. The big problem I continue to see is with the corn. Corn was able to rally 7 cents off its lows, but the FUDs are still heavily short, in my opinion, certainly relative to the charts. They're long 225,000, 230,000 contracts of corn out here. So, you know, yes, there's good support from 499 to 507, roughly. But if we do close under 498, you know, it would be a real tough close for the market to be able to rally back from that. I would think the funds would see more liquidation out here. Now, are they going to try to wait till we see the report a week from Friday? They may, but you've got to think that if the government is going to change acreage, they're going to increase it. They haven't said they're going to do anything with the acreage. They said if they are going to do something, it would be in the September report, but they didn't say for sure whether they would or not. So it's just another monkey in the wrench here, the wrench in the works. You know, I don't know really what it means. But I think the question becomes, you know, where are yields today as opposed to a month ago? And considering the amount of rain we've had, yeah, it's been dry. It's been hot in a lot of places. But we've also had good rains in a lot of places. We've only had a couple of days here in Chicago over 90. So I think overall the crops for most of the country are in fairly decent shape. North Dakota and Minnesota have had rains. It's not going to help the corn that much, but it'll help some. But it should dramatically help the beans in the long run, in my opinion. So we'll see where we go. But, you know, I think, you know, if this is the best we can do on a dead cat bounce, it certainly isn't very impressive to me. So I think the pros will be more than happy to sell a rally tomorrow. We've had a tendency to break on Fridays, rally on Sunday night, and stay strong if the crop progress numbers are down. They were steady last week, so we couldn't do anything with that. We continued the break. So, you know, weather in the U.S. is going to take a backseat now to weather in Brazil and Argentina. They've had good rains. Yes, obviously, if we had an early frost, it would affect the grains out here. But there's been no such mention of that so far. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.